next week, so I'll be seeing her till 6:15. She'll be right across the hall.
I don't know, Dustin.
I'll hop right over.
I don't know if it's very appropriate, given this, given the severe nature of what we're doing.
Dowling.
All right, I'll call her.
Oh, Dowling College?
Yeah, that rinky-dink college out there.
Well, I mean, for as far as like psychology or, you know, like any type of stuff like that, they don't, you know, have a program, so they just must have somebody in one of their.
Well, I tried to collaborate and.
Well, I mean, she's just recently, like within the past year or so, but they have somebody from Adelphi now doing something with our TATs from our reports, and like they've opened it up a lot more. Like within the past year, she's really been trying to get like.
Are people on the premises, do those people know what they're doing as far as research? Do they know anything about it? Are they, are these consumers of research?
That's why, you know, she's bringing them. I mean, they hired, she recently took over, but she hired a, not a clinical psychologist, but a, maybe a social psych. You know, she has a gentleman with a PhD under her who's doing like all the stats stuff and, you know, like heading up like that, but they've been also trying to get like other people in to do.
So they have a statistician?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, because she, it's not her thing, you know?
Yeah.
I think she inherited it, but really wants to kind of develop it, but, you know, it's not her cup. She's a PsyD as well and didn't have that type of experience or that training, so, you know, she hired him because he, that's all he does, really, is just in the QI department and some stats, and if she has an idea, she goes to him. She tells him what she wants to do. He looks at all the data, says, this is what we can do, this is how we'll do it, and then kind of feeds her the script to go back to, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you can get me a flyer with the nature of the project and contact information about people over there, I can post it on the school.
Well, no, I'm saying like they're open for people doing the research.
That's what I mean.
No, I mean like if you have an idea,
like, you know,
with like access to.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So if so, some kind of flyer in which they're inviting our students to come and explore various hypotheses. If they have some kind of flyer that I can post, that will encourage students to contact them and to think about using them. But I think that the sample the sample characteristics would need to be explained a little bit in the flyer so that people know exactly what's there. For example, I know Brianna has an interest in eating disorders. Do they have an eating disorder population?
Over predominantly male. So I mean, it's predominantly a urban adjudicated population.
Right. So that would need to be described so that Brianna wouldn't call them, for example.
Although we are slowly getting more units as well, which is new. In the first 120 years, we have 2 units. But I mean, somebody was trying, I think, is in the process of running a bereavement group on campus. And so they're in the IRB approval stages of that. You know, that kind of somebody wanted to do that as part of their dissertation. So they're trying to organize that and set that up so that this party can come in and run a weekly group.
Yeah.
Somebody else was interested historically in looking at all of our TATs on file and also the currently coming in and is using the Scores G, which was developed by 2 of the professors at Adelphi.
Drew Weston.
Or Scores Q, I'm sorry. Weston did the Scores G, and then they modified the Scores G and called it the Scores Q.
Is that Hilsenroth?
No, he's the Scores Q. Weston's the Scores Q, because it's the Q score, and they did the Scores G, which is used, it's a modified Q score.
Modified from Weston.
Yeah, so they use it just specifically with TAT stories.
Yeah.
Like the prototype?
It's actually, no, very different. You're thinking of the SWAP, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I.
Yeah, that's Shedler and Weston. But that Scores is actually being used quite often, and it was, if you guys remember, when we talked about your dissertations, that was a possible scoring system that we had considered prior to our deciding on Blatt. But that's becoming very popular. I think it's eclipsing actually Blatt in popularity, the ORI.
Oh, yeah, this is it, right?
Yeah, the Scores G, this is it.
Yeah, that's
You just have
Yeah, have that on your Yeah, and it's, you know, kind of similar to the, actually, the measure from Blatts we didn't use with the...
The scoreable attributes.
The scoreable attributes, yeah. So, I mean, like, they just kind of go through and do that.
Yeah.
So.
I actually describe that instrument along with Blatts in a fair amount of detail in my book.
I have that chapter.
That's probably, you should have it memorized by now.
Every night.
Every night.
I read.
You read it like a bedtime story.
Yes. I mean, my goal is to actually, you know, stand in the park instead of Shakespeare, be Goodman in the Park.
Goodman in the Park.
Excerpts from his book.
Well, his book's been pirated, too, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
I found his book on a torrent, or like...
No way!
Yeah.
I might get the whole thing, then, instead of just the chapter.
I was searching through, like...
I was wondering why I wasn't getting any royalties.
I was searching through Psychoanalysis, and all of a sudden, Jeff Goodman's book was pops up. I was like, what? Right here.
But you know, it was volume
like
two. Like, volume one was not on there.
It was just volume two.
And the other two books weren't on there, but just volume two.
I don't know how they transferred it, because it's all in, like, PDF format, all, like, it's not, like, scanned. Someone
There was a leak in the publisher's
it.
Office.
It might be.
I don't know who, like,
certainly
typed
wasn't
the whole
me.
Thing up. But.
Were there any car robbings around
car
that
robbings?
Time? Somebody maybe might have found the manuscript.
No, I don't know. It's
would it had to have been the online too.
Yeah.
Not
the did you see it? Did you go to the site?
No, I didn't even bother.
Okay.
What site? Pirate Bay?
No, it's library.nu.
So now everybody can I won't get a penny. Actually, no, they haven't even sent me my royalty check yet. So I don't even know what I'm making. But anyway, it's, believe me, writing books for an academic press is, and I have this on tape, it's not a way of living. It's, you're not going to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. It would be such like a niche kind of...
It's very much. Now, if you're writing for like HarperCollins or, you know, Schuster or, you know, Simon Schuster, I mean, then you're going to be making the bucks. Like, they pay you in advance and all that.
You need to dumb it down to an undergraduate level.
Well, you know, I've thought about like writing for more